And welcome to the Thursday, March 17th meeting of the Community Promotions Committee of Morro Bay. We are all here except for Dan Podesto, and that gives us a quorum. So we can call this meeting to order. Do we have any public comment?
Good morning. Name's Bill Suchek. I am a resident of Los Osos and a business owner along the Embarcadero. The reason I'm here is partially because of Bill's comment last week at the council that he made a comment that business owners or residents should be concerned and should voice their concerns. So here I am. In regards to the advertising shift, I would like to know, what is your plan that we actually don't have this quandary that we have the city council overturned your suggestion? Because it was a unanimous, virtually 4-1 shift. So what I'd like to figure out from you is, how do you set a plan, a real plan for Morro Bay? How do you actually work with the TBID? How do you actually maximize the funding that is generated within the town? And what kind of backup do we actually have? And is there an ROI study per event? That is, whether it's the Margarita Festival, whether it's a radio ad, what actually do we do to make sure that money is spent correctly? Okay, so that's my 2 cents worth for this week. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Any other public comment? Chris.
Good morning. Chris Christensen, Morro Bay 4th. I just stopped by to remind you all how appreciative the Morro Bay 4th committee is to your support. And I want to let you know that because of your support and your encouragement, you've really sparked
a public comment. I don't know when that would be appropriate.
Go for it. Yeah.
You gonna go first,
no,
Jess?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Craig Schmidt, Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. Just wanted to remind you tonight there's a mixer from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at Coast National Bank. Be sure to wear your green. Andrea, be sure. Because there'll be some pinchers in the crowd. We've got great food and great beverages, great opportunity to network, and we're also doing the joint mixer tonight with Los Osos. So we'll have some businesses represented there. So should be a good time. Come and join us, please.
Thank you, Craig. Janice, did you want to share the public comments?
Yeah, it was two people who couldn't be here today, but asked that I at least forward these ideas to you in light of the fact that we've said we'd like some input. So one was Grant Crowell. He said that he was thinking that we ought to have informational kiosks at appropriate places throughout town, one in North Morro Bay, one in downtown, one at the Embarcadero, perhaps two at either end of the Embarcadero, that would be like you find in a mall where it shows the kinds of businesses you have and where they're located. And it could be something that it could look up on their iPods or cell phones or whatever, have it. I don't know if it'd have to be GPS or whatever. It's something that would have to be set up, a physical kiosk where people could go and plug in the information and say, okay, I need a Mexican restaurant. Where can I find one? And they would light up on this board, all by number, so that you could always change the business. It wouldn't be the business name. So anyhow, he thought that was something that we might want to consider. And Linda Merrill is a member of a Porsche sports car club. And she said that there are a number of individual sports car clubs that love this area, and that if we could reach out to them and perhaps do some sort of packaging for them, that they would probably choose this as a destination more often. So those were the two comments that were called in to me over the last 2 weeks. Thanks,
Janice. Those are good ideas. I know we've talked about kiosk ideas before, not quite in that format, but it's an interesting idea, and my concern would be funding, whether that's promotions money, some other city funding. Something we could maybe agenda.
I think his feeling was that the businesses would pay, you know, like $25 a year or something to buy into it, which would give you your initial ability to create the kiosk and then to update it.
Okay. Next is committee announcements, and I want to lead it off with a few comments of my own. What I realized with the areas, But clearly, with all the numbers we produce, the actual message of who we're marketing to and why and what our calendar year looks like and why we're using that calendar year isn't getting through. And we have some things coming up on the agenda with more regular joint meetings, more regular communication. I think what I'm going to try and do as chairperson of this committee is to more regularly go to city council meetings and let the city know what we're up to and why. And not numbers. I will try and not use numbers at all, because at some level you can get the numbers anywhere, but it's the ideas and concepts that I think are important. I would also like to recognize Bill Stafford and Ed Krovitz for the tremendous, and Andrea, for the tremendous amount of extra time they put in on the subcommittee to search for our new advertising agency. And I don't know that people realize how much extra time they put in, and there's always so much more information you find out when you're on a committee like that than the rest of us know. And I appreciate what you guys did and your input. And also, of course, John Sorgenfrey with TJ Advertising, who not only has worked so hard with us all these years, but has graciously he's still with us and will continue to be with us through June with good humor and good spirits, and I really appreciate that, John. On to one other committee announcement, and then I'll let the rest of them go. The Merchants Association has put together a green sheet, and this was a concept I didn't know a whole lot about, but it's a cool idea. Members of the Merchants Association have little coupons on either side of this. It's a pretty good size sheet of paper. The backside has a map of Morro Bay, including North Morro Bay. If you want, you could put it on the thing. So there's coupons for discounts. The target audience would be local people, but certainly visitors too. Percentages off. My shop has $5 off sales of $50 or more. We encourage people who are in the Merchants Association to get on board with this, maybe make it an even bigger thing, and hopefully it's the kind of thing when people come into town, they'll say, where's the green sheet? And
I believe it starts at 2 p.m., 2 until dark. The 4th of July group is going to be putting on a Hawaiian luau event. It's going to be, I think it's $20 per ticket. One ticket gets you in. It gets you a roasted pig with all the trimmings, a Mai Tai, and there's going to be a lot of entertainment there throughout the evening. There's going to be hula dancers, live music. I know I'm leaving a few things out, but it's going to be a great event, and it's happening this Sunday, March the 20th at 2 p.m. Harbor Head.
Rain or shine.
Thanks, Dan. Anybody else?
Well, just one last reminder. I was going to make that announcement also about the mixer tonight. It's at Coast National Bank. Don't forget it. It's going to be a great fourth. No, we're talking about St. Patrick's Day, aren't we? Chris is out there, and he's very contagious, Chris. No, we have a St. Patrick's Day mixer tonight, and it'll be a great party. It's going to celebrate Dick Bardini's birthday. Don't forget Coast National Bank at 5:30.
Janice?
I wanted to add a comment about John Sorgenfrey. I was very surprised and disappointed at what happened at the council level, that they ignored the recommendation of two of their advisory boards and apparently gathered a lot of people to lobby the council. People that had not been at these meetings, people who were not at our meeting when we made our vote, and I found that disturbing and unfortunate, especially when one of the speakers got up and said he didn't really know what the advertising agency had done, but we needed a change. And another one, who was a direct beneficiary of some of Mr. Sorkin-Fi's creativity, criticized him in a very unkind and undeserved manner. It's one thing to say, okay, let's change. It's another to personally attack someone for what they've done or not done, especially when you haven't had any input into the process. So for that, I apologize to Mr. Sorgenfrey for what happened there, and I hope your other clients are more appreciative of your efforts, because I certainly have been. Thank you.
Bill.
I received a brochure from a tour company, and just like last year, they are stopping again in Morro Bay, and they're going to spend an evening here and have dinner, I suppose, and then the next day they'll have lunch on their way to Hearst Castle. I'll pass this around, and I was wondering if
next Thursday at 11 that the TBID has invited the promotions committee to attend, and I hope everybody can make it. I'm trying to reorganize my schedule so I can be there, and that might be I think it would be good to introduce this at the meeting today with the TBID, if you can stay, or we can get somebody else to present it to them. I can talk to Joan. But if we could also all go to that luncheon, it would be a good idea. Anybody else?
Yeah, one more thing. Today at the forum on the Embarcadero, at the Embarcadero Grill, somebody was asking me before the meeting, the Veritas, one of the ad agencies that put in for an RFP, one of their primaries will be speaking. He'll be speaking to small businesses about how to better promote your business for local businesses. So if anybody's interested in attending that, that's what it'll be about. And I think he'll also be gathering ideas about what kind of input we as businesses would like in the future about how to promote our businesses so that he can help us achieve those goals, if anybody's interested in attending.
Thanks, Tracy. Okay, no more comments. Next, we go on to approval of minutes. The minutes are from January 20th. I guess our February ones will be coming up to the next meeting. So do I have a motion to approve the January 20th minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion and a second from Tracy. All in favor of approving the minutes for January? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next, we go to monthly reports, the Visitor Center report.
Included in your packet is the promotions report for February. You'll see that visits are up about 30%, but you know, a lot of that can be a function of weather and such. And then following that is the graph that shows you the 12-month trend for calls and visits in the visitor center. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Next, the budget report.
Pass those out, please. Or just pass them out. No.
Okay, coming around is our monthly budget review, and as you can see, we're pretty much committed all of our advertising up to this point because it's placed all the way through through the spring. We do have funds left in our social media, which we'll continue to work predominantly on. The imagine he'll probably come to our next meeting by that time. The survey would have been completed, and we can then look at what we want to do with those results, and then starting to communicate to our community about the value of tourism and take a look at what their perceptions are, and then understand where we need to educate and let people know if they're not aware of what some of the things that are going on as far as tourism and how it benefits them directly. So that's still something that we want to take forward up to, you know, through June. So that will be done. And if anybody has any questions, if not, I'll go right on to my report if you like.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. I wasn't planning on saying anything about what had happened at the council meeting, but since a few promotions committee members have thanked me and mentioned it, I will tell you that, as I said at the closing, I have every intention, I think a contingency, or a, I guess a better way to put it, a transfer over from the other agency, and how we're going to do that is very important. I will be working with the other agency to make sure, providing their contract is approved, that we have a seamless transition, getting them all the artwork, all the photographs, all the copy of the last 18 years, and we'll make sure that that takes place. I think that the only comment that I would have is that, we still have several months here, but I will just tell you that I have absolutely no apologies to make to anybody on how we've handled this account. I am proud of the people that work at my agency. They are the best. We are not backward thinkers, or we don't do all print, as some people said. I feel like that, I feel good, because the people, for the most part, and there were a few exceptions, the people that voted for my firm are the people who work with my firm, the people who know who we are and what we're doing and our commitment. The people who did not vote for me are people who really don't know me and don't know my firm. And that's maybe, I will take some responsibility for that. I think I probably could have done a better job in communicating to the council what we were doing and how we were doing it. I think also that, like a lot of people, you become the product of the economy. And I know George, and I think George's analogy was a good one. You know, when you're a coach and your team doesn't perform, you get fired. But I will also say that there are conditions where your team is injured. And we had a lot of injuries along the way, especially at the formation of the BID. We had, as Janice mentioned, you know, the power plant closing, which affects the economy, but also affects the city economy. And also it creates news with the tourism formed. And we were able to not only, granted a slight increase, but we were able to hold our own and show an increase in TOT up to that point. And I'll just end with one other thing, because there was a lot of things said that, you know, the TOT has never risen since I've had this account, and it's actually doubled. I don't assume responsibility for all that taking place, but just as the same note, I can't assume responsibility for it not going up. And I think it started, we were at about 900,000, and in as high as in 2008, 2009, it went to 1.9 million. So it would have been lovely if it could have gone to 4 million. But I just, some of the things that were said, it was unfortunate, because I wish that I would have had the opportunity more to explain those things. But I feel good about the decision in the sense that I want to do everything I can for Morro Bay. And I want to make sure that in the next, I also said this to the council, and I meant it sincerely, and those who know me will believe me when I say this, that I'm going to treat this account like I'm going to have it for the next 20 years, that we still have several months to do really good things. We have a lot of important things that are coming up. And I think the transition, I was going to mention this, and this is maybe something that you might want to do in conjunction with the BID. I don't know if you do it at this meeting, because it's not on the agenda, but perhaps on the April agenda, you might think about having a subcommittee for like a transition subcommittee, because I think it would be good to maybe have a couple representatives from the promotions committee and then also a couple representatives from the BID to work with both agencies and making sure that everything is done. And again, I don't need that from my cooperation standpoint, and I don't think the other agency does it either, but I think it would be good so this board can go back and report, or excuse me, that subcommittee can go back and report to both boards about what's taking place and how the transition's working and how what the plan is. Because I think we do need a plan for that, because it will be important to make sure that nothing stops come July and that we're moving full speed ahead.
Thanks, John. I absolutely agree, and I'm sort of disappointed that nobody from that agency is here today. I would have thought they would have started out showing up and listening in, and I think that's part of the transition. But hopefully, maybe next month we can get them here, and we'll put that on the agenda. I did want to know.
Oh, I still have some stuff.
Okay, you got more stuff. Okay, go for it.
Well, I wanted to talk. I wanted to bring Rick up. He's going to. Rick has normally come to our BID meetings, and I wanted him to come to the promotions committee today just to talk a little about the web stats. As you know, we do email those out prior to the meeting, so everybody has an opportunity to print them out and look at them. But Rick's got some things that he wants to talk to you about today. And then also we did start inserting the videos that Discover Your Better Nature Let Us Show You the Way. And we're already seeing some really great response on YouTube for those. The Discover Morro Bay in 60 seconds has now almost had 800 views. We just placed it on YouTube just a few days ago. So I think we're going to see some pretty good traffic from that.
All associated with your digital assets, Facebook, YouTube, anything. Well, anyway, the biggest asset you have is your website, morrobay.org. And what's been happening, Bill and Ed have known about this since they're on the website committee. We are turning away from the database that's currently driving the site now. There's lots of issues on why we're doing this. I could bring it up if you'd like to. But we are migrating away. We've been working for months on this in the background. The look is not going to change from what you see up there. How it functions and the back end structure will change considerably to make it more SEO friendly, URL page names friendly. The structure is going to behave a lot differently. It's going to be easier to modify. There's lots of issues that we're going to clean up here that we've been working in the background from my expertise on lodging and tourism and hotel websites, that we're going to leave this in a really good shape. And it's already been worked on. One of the things we needed to do is check out what elements on the database that we had to migrate and how we were going to do it. The first thing John's mentioned over the time is your email database, and that was stuck off in this area. We've now brought it down where it can be exported into a list server where it's at living at right now. We're sending out specials and event emails twice a month right now. That we've got.
Rick, I just want to say, I think it is probably important, if not for the promotions committee, but for the public, what we're really talking about is we started the website some time ago on an operating system called Elements. And back in those days, they was a very normal thing to do, because there were a lot of things that Elements could offer, like a database, the newsletter, sending out the newsletter, our own video player. I mean, there came with a lot of tools that were necessary to utilize. But now, as years have gone by, more and more of those things are available. Just to give you an example, we have the visitor's guide where you can turn the pages and look at it. That 4 or 5 years ago would have cost several thousands of dollars to do, and it would have been a much more difficult thing. Now you can go download some software on the internet and do it for a few hundred dollars. So there's a lot of reasons why now we don't need that operating system. And what we found was we had a third party all along the way. So a lot of times when we would want to do something, we had to go to Elements to do it. So what we tried to do, so we just didn't have this you know, huge deconstruction in one day, you know, and have the website go down, we slowly weaned ourselves away from them. The first thing we did was we wanted to take control, as Rick is saying, with the email database, because we have over 9,000 names now. We want to own that. We used to have to go to Friendly, but it's not. And that's what we found.
It's not very flexible and easy to modify. Now it will be what we're going to leave, the legacy we will leave on that. So one of the other elements that we had to work with was with Craig on his calendar on his side. We've got that fixed up. Also, the last thing that I had to figure out how we were going to do was the photo contest. The photo contest has been very popular. It's very database intensive right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to flip that over to the Travelog. So morrobaytravelog.com will handle that. And I'll talk a little bit more about how we're going to integrate the social media aspects into our photo contest and also build our email database up on that. So unless there's any questions on that website, I'm going to move on to social media. I've got a little handout that I did here. This will bring you kind of up to date. It's pretty fun stuff. It's a I'll give it to John.
Thank you, Dana.
What you're going to see when this comes around is we've done a social media comparison between 6 large entities in the state and 6 entities locally.
Okay.
And, to show you how basically what we've done is we put our Facebook fans, our YouTube videos posted, our YouTube video views, and the Twitter followers. And just there, those are the numbers, and you can see that we've got a pretty good jump on a lot of the competition locally, and especially with video views, we mostly dominate almost everybody in the state except for Visit California, which is the state tourism website. So here's one of the things. There's been studies done of what social media aspects really affect a travel decision. And in descending order of importance, it's TripAdvisor, Facebook, and YouTube. You've heard some discussion about Foursquare and other things like that. Now, Foursquare is basically something that happens when you're here. Foursquare will become important. But our job is to get them here. That's our main focus. And this is what you're seeing here with the social media comparisons. John pointed out that Facebook's been really a challenge for us because there's a lot of other Facebooks in Morro Bay. And so for us to override them, it takes a lot of work, and we've done a lot of great things in getting up to the 2035 in each video that I did as of 3:15. And here's what happens. We basically have a video. I upload it to YouTube. I embed it in the homepage of morrobay.org. I embed it into a post on the travelogue. Then we embed it into Facebook. Then we put to Twitter, and we put a link from Twitter over to the post on the travelogue. That's how it all integrates together, and you can see what our demographics have been pretty good. So in other words, on the sheet here, when we embedded in morrobay.org, it got 338 views, Facebook 149, the travelogue 17. It's been viewed 61 times from a mobile device. That's called reach. That's what the reach of just one single YouTube video can do. And you can see that's why we've got 23,000 views on YouTube right now, the reach and the promotion of giving people an experience, a video experience, average about 2 minutes apiece for what their trip to Morro Bay could be like, because one of the most important booking decisions is the perceived experience of being there. There's three booking decisions that are made: the location, Morro Bay, the rate, I want to pay $100 a night or whatever. Then the last thing, which is what we can really affect with a website and digital media, is the perceived experience of being here. So then on the last page, we talked a lot about, and I heard a lot in the meeting of the council meeting when they decided on the RFP, is what is our demographics. And so what I did was I went to Facebook's insights and printed out what these are the people on Facebook that are basically interacting with a Facebook account. And now this is your profile on Facebook. So if you're honest on Facebook to tell you how old you are and where you live, then this is what's reflected there. So you can see the genders, two-thirds female, one-third male, and there's your age range. And then the cities. The cities are really relevant, relate well to our cities report that we send you out of Google Analytics. They're really right there. That's the people that are interacting with Facebook. That's the people that are interacting with your web page. So those are what you've got, your built-in audience right now. So unless there's any questions, the last part is basically you've got a smartphone app that's sitting there waiting in the wings. Why it's ready to go, why it hasn't been loaded right now, is because of where the Elements is storing your website on the server. We're going to be moving that into a much more friendly environment because I want to put it under Google Analytics and all the rest of the stuff. And when I first came on the first month, we had 250 visitors per day in the month. Right now we're at 460. So I have a lot of clients that are in this industry, and everybody else has flatlined or dropped during the recession. You guys have been growing fairly consistently, not a lot. January and February of this year, you're up 4% over the last January and February. But any growth at all still shows that there is potential in the website reaching out to the customers and doing it right through search engine optimization, through the advertising, and everything like that. So, and one of the things, too, that there is a way to basically calculate an ROI on your promotions. Not a complete comprehensive, but there is a baseline that you can draw. And I'll usually give this to the next group speech. They've heard it before. But basically, the advertising, as John has said, drives everybody to the website, whether it's print, radio, TV, you know, whatever it is, it drives it to the website. The website aggregates the people there, and then one of its ways to really calculate what's going on is to drive it to the lodging property websites. And the hotels know that X amount of people coming onto my website will make X amount of reservations. And it's called a look-to-book ratio. How many people come on to how many people book. If you had your own website, if you sold anything on the line, you would also know that, whether it's teddy bears or hotel rooms, you would know that. And then all you have to do is do some simple math, look-to-book, average length of stay, average ADR, and you can come up with that number. But what a lot of people don't realize, and we also present two calls to action on this website, one's a phone number and one's going to the website, that the phone number alone will make 4 to 7 times for every dollar that's made on online reservations. A good, for your particular industry here, a good number would be that this website should create 4 to 5% of all of the TOT sales. So in other words, if your lodging sales are $18 to $20 million. $18 million, I think, was last year. So figure out 4 to 5% of that should be your what your website will. That's a good goal for it. Right now, it's probably about 2.7% using those numbers. But that's not the only metric there, because if I drive something like, say, Ed's got a hotel website, and Ed gets a reservation through Morro Bay. Anybody has any questions about anything I've said? I know I threw a lot at you, but I wanted to bring you up to date on what we're doing and what it's going to look like when it's handed off.
I do have one question. It's something that came up with the Bird Festival. We saw, when we first went online, we saw a huge increase in registrations online. This year, for the first time in 4 years, we saw a decrease in actual registrations online, because people would look at the programs and then call in their reservation. Is that something that's, do you know if that's a trend, that people are doing more phone ordering, whether it's for identity theft or whatever the reason? And how do you track that? I mean, how many people go to the website, get the information, and then call and make the reservation, which is what I do.
It's a really good question, Janice. You got to go back to my history. I go way back with Best Western 15 years ago, when I had 500 Best Western hotels that I was responsible for the ROI of. And I spent a lot of time back at Best Western corporate headquarters. And at that point in time, they had a 30% conversion rate on phones. And that's where I learned all of this four to seven times that. Here's what normally happens, and we can't track it unless each individual property or each individual entity that you were referring to has its own phone number that is only available on the web. That's the only way really to track it well. But we know that a lot of people, like my wife, will go out and do all of her research online and then call them up and grind them. You got a AAA rate, you got this, you got that. Or, you know, what if I stay 3 days? Do I get some kind of discount? So you're absolutely right on that. That's why the value of what we present with a phone number along with a website is two separate calls to action, that both of them have to be figured out in the ROI.
Could I just make one? I want to make one comment about the target audience, because as we looked at Facebook, you know, that target is more of like a reporting. But I was concerned that at the council meeting that there was some discussion that we didn't know what our target audience was. And I did take the time to send an email to the council and reiterate again that we do know our target audience. And I encourage them, if they do want to hire a marketing firm to determine that for them, that's fine. I mean, Pismo Beach did that. They spent $6,000, and it did come to basically that. It just verified what our target audience was. So in that sense, maybe that's a good investment. But our target audience is quite simply empty nesters who can travel in the off season and stay midweek, people's primary target. And our primary target is the empty nesters. And then we draw a line or a circle around Morro Bay, and we look at about a 3.5 hour driving distance. We go after drive markets. We go after the drive market of LA, Orange County, the drive market of the San Fernando Valley is included in that, and then also Fresno, Bakersfield, the San Joaquin Valley, and then we go further north up to San Francisco and predominantly San Jose. And that's our target, and that's where all the advertising goes. Because we don't have an airport, we don't have really any ability for people to get here, we don't market to, with the exception of maybe Travel 50 and Beyond is about our only national publication. Most of it is centered around getting people who are going to get in their car and drive up here and spend, hopefully, multiple night stays. So that target audience has been determined, and I feel like it's the correct one. And I just think that's important, because the target on Facebook is going to be a lot younger. And as you saw, it scaled really heavily toward female. But it's interesting that one of our top referral sites now is Facebook. And you see that in some of the stat reporting. And then also I would just say, just as it relates back to reporting of the website, we have a campaign right now, online campaign, not print campaign, online campaign going in the Fresno Bee. And we're seeing that Fresno became our top city referred to the website. And then in addition to that, we also have a program just started in San Jose, and we're starting to see San Jose Mercury News, again, not print, but online campaigns. So we're starting to see those referral sites come up because we have campaigns running in those particular markets.
Anything else?
I guess that's it. One thing I remember from when I got on this committee is there was a concern to even just drive people to morrobay.org. And I think we've forgotten about that, and that's how effective the campaigning has been. We're getting a buzz somewhere. Do we know if that's Salop's going? Okay. Check your cells, people. And I think some of the success we can see is that morrobay.org is actually being typed in the search engines. That was a significant thing. Something else I was thinking about, but it's gone out of my head. So thank you, John.
Okay, thank you.
Website subcommittee, did they meet? No? Yes? Maybe? Sort of?
We kind of had a meeting.
Okay.
I was a little under the weather. I did say weekend. And so we just basically discussed that. I got my lodging special, and I would encourage everybody to get into the email so that you get what we get or what is sent out, not only the quarterly email, but the monthly specials. I had a question on the visitor's guide that's on the website. I'm assuming that cannot be corrected.
The document itself? I guess we could, because we could take out the particular PDF and change it. Is that right, Rick?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could make changes to that.
Oh, okay. All right. Even though we still have the printed material, we could still make the changes on them.
Right.
Because there are some restaurants that have gone out of business since that was printed.
One of the reasons why, you know, it's always a really tough challenge when you have a printed document, because you don't want to get too detailed because things change, but yet you want to have the detail where everybody feels included. So that's kind of an example of what happens. But, yeah, we can make the if you want to give me some of those changes, we can do that and make sure we get those done.
Kind of assumed we couldn't do anything about it, but if we can make some changes, then we might as well have it correct on the web page.
Absolutely. Well, and also, and again, I don't know what will happen. This will be part of our transition subcommittee, if you choose to go that way, talking about what we want to do with the visitor's guide, because we were going to redesign that. Actually, not really necessarily redesign it, but improve the content, go back, take away some of the businesses that may have gone out of business, new ones that have come to town, and do that. So that would be one thing that we'll need to consider. And then also the redesign of the website. I think what I would suggest at this point is, because we had a redesign that we proposed at part of our RFP, which was approved by the selection committee, I think it would be better maybe now to kind of regroup on that. We have plenty to do with insertion of all the videos. I want to do the video player, the Discover Your Better Nature, Let Us Show You the Way campaign on the website. But rather than start that redesign, that's probably something you might want to hold for your other agency, because I wouldn't want to redesign something and then have them feel like, well, we would have done it differently. So, but we have plenty to do on the website between now and then without doing that.
Ed, do you have anything?
No, you covered most of it, Bill. I think people have to realize also that the website is a site that might not be as accurate as they could be, but we'll get them changed as fast as possible.
And I did get a call from Brian from the police department, and he had an event that we put on, and we got that on within 24 hours, so that's on the website now.
Thank you. Next is the Creative Review Subcommittee report. I don't think Creative met. Okay.
If I could just add, I think it would be good to, that's a joint subcommittee with the BID. We might want to talk about trying to get that group together, because I think we kind of need to figure out what we want to do with the print part of the campaign I had suggested.
Right,
so.
And that's on the agenda. I think we need to get serious about it. So. Unfinished business, we have nothing listed there.
I have something.
Okay.
And I don't know where to bring it in. On the city webpage, under bylaws, they aren't the current bylaws. And they're dated, I think, 1972, something like that. And we redid the bylaws. I have a note here that we approved it on July 12th of last year. And if you look at the bylaws that are on the web page, we violated them last week. So I think we need to, you know, we need to look at it. And I don't know which one is correct.
Thank you, Member Stafford. We'll take care of that. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. 72, that's a little painful, so we'll see what we can do on that.
Who does the city webpage? Who's responsible for changes on that?
Each department is responsible for their own content, and then we divide up. Administration takes mm-hmm. some of it, and Janine Burlingame takes some of it. Okay. So it's kind of the same thing. Once something's brought to our attention, it's changed. You know, as you delve down through any website, sometimes you correct the first thing, but as you go down, you miss it. So we'll take care of that. And as you said with your website, if somebody sees something that's incorrect, let us know. We'll take care of it.
Thanks. Andrea, you also might want to check the membership names to yeah. bring them up to date, since there's been new appointments to this commission, to this body.
And I did not have the account back in 1972. A little bit after that.
Okay, thanks, Bill. New business, discussion of appointment of film commissioner, and I'd like Janice to bring that up. It's a brilliant idea.
Okay. Well, you all have my report, but for the public who may be watching, there's been a lot of discussion recently at the county level as well about the importance of a film commissioner. A year ago, I was contacted about a feature that they wanted to shoot here called Blue Valentine, which you may have heard of. The actress who starred in it was nominated for an Academy Award. They were going to shoot here. The only reason they didn't was because the actress's daughter was enrolled in school on the East Coast, and she didn't want to move for the period of the filming. They would have been here for 2 months. I had about 35, I think, locations lined up locally, 20 locations and 35 extra and non-speaking parts that would have probably been cast locally. They did look for a young child. We had a casting call for a child to star in the movie. If that had gone here, they would have been here for about 2 months. They would have been spending $500 to $2,000 a day for the locations, and their crew would have been staying here for 2 months in our hotels, eating at our restaurants, buying things from our hardware stores and other stores where they need. Film companies are incredible at how much they buy and use in a short period of time. It could have been several thousand, tens of thousands of dollars to this community over that 2 month period. And I say all that just to illustrate how much this can bring in. One of the estimates was $5,000 a day for a film company shooting here for a period of time. So it's something that the VCB is now trying to be reorganized. They don't have a film commissioner. They don't even have anybody acting as it right now. They have an intern who's coming on to replace a gal who's going on pregnancy leave, and that's pretty much it. So there is still the list that they carry of people who are available. And that's the other thing. In this community, there are a lot of people who have retired or are still working in the film industry in LA and commute from here. But there's never been a push to, well, there's been a desire to get a production book together, but there's never been the time or the funding to do that for the county. I think it's vitally important. I am talking to the county as well, but in Morro Bay, I would like to establish that maybe as an example that other cities in the county can use. Because of my experience, I think I'm able to do that, get it set up, see how it works here in one city, and then hopefully expand it to the whole county. What that would entail here, there are several things that you need. First, you need, on your website, you need a specific page of that website or section of that website devoted to locations. And this isn't a new advertising agency as a specific requirement for them if this is wanted. A production contact book, as I said, there's a lot of people in this county that work in the film industry, but nobody has ever put them all together. So when a film company calls, and I had this happen right after the VCB reorganization meeting, I got a call from New York. A producer was coming into town. They needed two kids that looked Hispanic and were between the ages of 3 and 8. And so I immediately, they needed them Sunday, and this was on a Thursday. So that was a little bit tight. But I immediately sent it out to the people that I know that are in casting and sent it out to, you know, dance classes, things like that. I never heard back, so I don't know if she got the person or not.
It's not something that I charge for. It's just, you know, you put the information out there. Hopefully somebody's going to get work out of it, and the production company is going to remember that and come back. So putting together a contact book is really important. Getting a standard permit that would be the same throughout the county. Right now, if you want to shoot in Morro Bay and Atascadero, you need two different permits, two different sets of criteria, and getting that as something that could be sort of boilerplated for the whole county with specifics for areas that have harbors, areas that have ranches, whatever, would be important. And also a one-stop, one-person or committee that would take all the calls so that you're not having a production company. They usually need to move really quickly. So if they call on a Thursday and nobody can get back to them until Monday, that's not good. You've probably lost the job. You need someone who, at City Hall, if it goes through, you know, a number there, they can say, oh yes, a film thing, we're going to put you to our film commission committee or person, however you want to do it, and they will be able to give you all the answers, how to contact the police, what your permit needs are, what the fees are, all of those things. So it's not somebody saying, oh, I'll have to get back to you after I find out. And I'm not criticizing anybody for that. It's something that, it's an extra thing that needs to be done, but it needs to be done quickly and well to be effective. And then promotion. I did, probably about 10 years ago now, attend a location convention down in LA with some members of the chamber and Ed Biagini, and it was funded by the promotion committee. It's when we still had money. And it was very helpful because these conventions, they're held at the LA Convention Center and other places where there are a lot of film production projects going on, and thousands film comes out. It's a tremendous tourism generator as well. Oh my gosh, isn't that pretty? We'll have to go there. So there's both the immediate and the long-lasting effect and advantage of it financially for the community. So I think it's something that we really ought to do. It's something that I would like to volunteer to do. And whether it's just me or me and someone else as a subcommittee, which might be a really good idea, that's my suggestion. Cost-wise, I think it's something that we'd have to put into the budget as we're considering going through this new fiscal year. And I don't know. I can do some estimates and see what I can come up with. The things I can see that would be the cost are the website. And also promotion to get the production book together. Initially, that's going to take maybe some ads in newspapers, some way to, you know, myself going to the various city council meetings and saying, we're trying to put this together. Would anybody in this area please contact me? That kind of thing. It's going to take some outreach to do that. I don't know how much, but perhaps some newspaper ads would be called for. Maybe it's something we can do on Facebook. I don't know. I'm not real good on Facebook, so I'm going to have to, other people will have to deal with that part of it. But, so I don't really know. I don't anticipate it being very expensive. Certainly if we went to location conventions, that would be something where there'd be lodging and mileage, things like that that would be incurred. But I don't think it would need a huge budget to begin with. Maybe let's say $5,000 a year to start and see what we can do with that, and then if we can't manage it for that, we can come back and say, this is why we need more. I think it's something that should probably be shared by the TBIT and this committee, because they would certainly both benefit. So that's kind of my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions and see where we can go with it.
Do we have questions?
Is there an association you have to join to get into the convention?
I don't believe so, no. You just have to pay the fee to have your booth there.
Just a fee, you don't?
Yeah.
Where is the, I'm assuming it's always in Los Angeles, the convention, or?
The big one is in LA, but you also have production companies now in Florida, in Chicago. I don't know if they have conventions. I really haven't looked into that part of it. LA would certainly be the one we would aim for because they're driving distance from here. And that's the advantage to them, that they don't have to go for big transportation costs.
The magnitude of somebody coming, you know, we saw the Sandra Bullock movie. Unfortunately, it wasn't as good a movie as it could have been. But, I mean, Morro Bay was all over that. And there's been other instances where they've come here and filmed. And, you know, the diversity of this community is really what will attract people, because whether it be the sand spit or, you know, they're trying to capture kind of a New England, you know, fishing town or whatever. I mean, we have it all. And I think Janice is right. I mean, the VCB, while they're making some great strides, they, you know, they're in limbo right now, and we can't really count on them, at least at this moment, for that. And I think if Morro Bay could get out in front of this and be kind of one of the first to go to do this, I think it would be really rewarding. It's a really benign thing, you know. I mean, they come in, they spend money, they eat in the restaurants, they have plenty of money, they have plenty of budget, and I think it'd be great.
Well, I'm certainly sold on it also, Janice. I think it's a fantastic idea, especially when you see what Sideways did on the Central Coast. The wine industry, I mean, just went crazy for a couple of years, actually. Business increased dramatically because of that movie. So
it was only bad for Merlot.
Yeah, except for Merlot. But other than that, it's a wonderful idea. It's great money, as you point out. The money comes fast. It's furious in a couple of weeks, and they're gone. But the money stays behind. So the idea is good. I think that we need to do is find a way that this committee can help her with the implementation of how that goes about, the mechanics of getting this thing done, whether it needs to go to the city council or whether we have to, we can take money from our funding or talk to the T-bid and say if it needs $5,000 funding, whether we take half and they take half from their budgets, or whether it's put into the next budget as a line item. These things have to be, I think, discussed, but I think our committee should take a part in it.
I'd like to see our committee take a lead in it, actually, and set up a subcommittee. It's on the, and Craig, you had a comment, sorry.
I've been involved with chambers that have been the liaison to the state film office, and I'd be happy to work with Janice to see if maybe we can even just start it out with a preliminary setup until we get some more organization into it.
Terrific. I wondered also, we have that 800 number that I think is really, really, really underutilized, and maybe not even necessary anymore given the access with computers and with most people's phones having unlimited long distance anyhow. And I wonder if we could take some of the funding from that, which probably comes out of the chamber budget.
Budget of what we still have available. I mean, we have categories where, mm-hmm. like social media and some of the other things. I mean, I don't think you have to wait till the end of June. I mean, I'd like to help on it now. And again, creating it such that it could be handed off and it would continue. But I have a good feel for what I think you want to do. And I think that we could, you know, we got enough budget right now just to kind of get started on, at least doing the website, because that was kind of one of the things we'd planned on doing with the site. And so I think we could, you know, we could get the ball rolling.
And Andrea, since this is on the agenda, we can actually have a motion right now, can't we? And
yes,
approve
yes,
this
you
committee.
Can.
All right.
I would like to say that at one time we had a media spot on our webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't do something like that again.
Yeah, I think it's
well
important.
I don't think there'd be any reason why.
So do I have a motion, Janice? You want to make your motion?
Well, I would move that we form a film commission subcommittee and investigate what the possibilities would be as far as website costs and telephone dedicated to.
Second?
I second that.
Thank you. And any discussion? Only discussion question I would have is, can we form that committee today? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No?
I think subcommittee discussion of subcommittee members are on mm-hmm. the agenda today.
Yeah, there we go. So the next item is appointment of members to subcommittees. We would now be considering the website subcommittee, the creative subcommittee, and a film commission subcommittee. What do we want to do first? Let's do film commission since we're there. Janice?
I'll volunteer for the film commission.
And Craig offered to work.
And I would love to have Craig involved in that. Yeah, that would be really helpful because the chamber certainly should be hand in hand.
Yeah. Anybody else want to help with that one?
We're limited to three. Out of our committee, we're limited to three on any committee.
You're correct. You're limited to three sitting board members.
Three of us. That doesn't count, Craig.
Count.
You're correct.
Yeah. So we get two more if anybody else is interested.
Actually,
you don't have to be on the other side of the camera. I mean, it's okay. Nobody's going to. Yeah.
Actually, I'd be concerned if we can have three when we're only a group of six.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm only sixes.
You can still have three because your board is should be seven, and we're working on that.
It's but growing.
Okay, that was my only concern.
Well, I'd work with you on that. I don't know.
What do you need on that?
Can we pull community people onto this committee if we know people who have?
I would think so.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I would think so.
You would think so?
Oh, yeah.
Because we certainly do have people with deep roots in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Shall we leave it at the two?
That's where your production book is going to come in. Those are the people you're going to want to have in that book. So that when your location scout calls and says, you got any actors? Yeah, we have experienced actors living here. We have experienced tech people living here. We have camera people. We have
film
grips.
Editors.
We have all
we
of
have
that.
Some builders, yeah.
So that's your production book. And again, that's what the committee would need to do, is do that footwork to get that production book together. And that's going to be a big job. Mm-hmm. Because you got a big county and a lot of people, and it's something that has been suggested before by our local production company trying to put that together, and nobody had the time or the money to do it. So that's going to be your first big step and a very helpful one for the whole county.
Mm-hmm. Chair Stewart, I would suggest that you have at least two members of your board for the subcommittee, and then any other members of the public, such as Mr. Schmidt, can certainly participate, but I would say at least two members of your board, if not three, for a subcommittee.
And Tracy, were you interested?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, how about the website subcommittee? Come on, people, volunteer. And I would like to say, just as a point of discussion on subcommittees, I really want to start seeing these subcommittees meet regularly, at least once a month, and have a report to come back with. And
as long as Bill's chairman.
Okay. And Dan, how about you? Are you interested in website at all, or more interested in creative, or do you have any?
Are these the same things that we decided last month? Where we
that's what I was thinking.
Didn't we already do this? I thought I was part of the budget subcommittee.
That's right. We had budget. That's true. Budget's another one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who did we end up with then? We don't have our minutes.
No, and unfortunately, I wasn't here, so
okay.
I can't help you on
so
my
let's
apologies.
See. Dan and I were on budget. Okay. And I think we were also hoping to have our seventh person, and we didn't, and that was some of it. The website then was going to continue with Ed. Thank you.
Put your mic on.
No wonder it's not hearing me. It's not turned on. Website, we had Ed, Bill, and Daniel. Are you interested in that?
I think that, again, it gets back to what my original intention and our hope for that was, that it's important to have people who, you know, are in the community to communicate with the advertising agency about what's going on. So that was really the intent, at least from my selfish standpoint, was to have somebody communicating with us, hey, did you know about this event, or did you know so-and-so won an award, or, you know, those kinds of things, kind of like a reporter more than anything. So I don't know if it's still something you maybe want to consider, but that was kind of where I saw that the benefit is to have people, have somebody that could communicate with the agency about making sure that they knew all the news that was going on in Morro Bay, and then thereby turning that into a press opportunity.
I wonder if that could be something that's part of
important.
The website subcommittee.
Yeah, because I think that is important. I think you're right, John. That is
because the website people are the ones looking at the website, communicating with you about what's there, and you're in the visitor center.
Yeah.
You're in the visitor, I mean, so you're in 4th of July. So maybe that would be a way, and then continue to do the outreach with Craig and the Visitor Center in terms of chamber news, and hopefully get the community funneling their information.
Now, would we even
there.
Need to really meet about that, or could that be something that we could just take on if there's something we feel that needs to be communicated to John or to the next?
That's
agency?
What I thought last year when we decided that the PR subcommittee wasn't really necessary. We all came up with, you know, we all have email, mm-hmm. we all have phones, we're all capable of reaching out to John on our own,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't necessarily need a committee to meet to discuss what events
point,
are going
yeah.
on. And so we could all just individually, as we hear of events, let John know, and if he hears it two or three times.
The only thing I worry about that is that then people assume somebody else is making that call or making that email, and I do think overall, I think you're getting events and things that are happening, but every so often.
Well, I think some of the things that don't get reported are some of the sports events that bring a lot of people in, and the advertising people are not aware of it. You know, the city staff may be, oh yeah, we've got somebody coming in, they've reserved the fields or the, you know, whatever, but it doesn't get to our promotion in time to do something about it. So maybe checking with the Recreation and Parks Department regularly and finding out what's coming up, what have you got reserved that we might be able to publicize, checking with the hotels to see if they've got a car group coming in on the weekend. All of that kind of thing can add to people wanting to be here if they knew the event was happening in advance.
Also, I think
Craig's group's done a great job of communicating, you know, with things that are going on, and it seems like that, you know, I'm certainly willing to, like, you know, the police chief or the commander called me and we got his event on. I have no problem with that, but I think that, you know, I think the visitor center is the appropriate place. And then, but I just, it's just the only thing that I brought up was there's like little things that happen that maybe are bigger than people think. You know, like if somebody gets an award or Morro Bay is grant, you know, it's just having the recognition that PR is only as good as the news you know. You know, I mean, and it's basically just keeping ourselves in the press, whatever the appropriate, you know, venue. Like if somebody comes and shoots a movie, I mean, we want to capitalize on that. And that goes into a whole different vein than, say, you know, something that would happen environmentally. I mean, they're all different publications that would pick that up. That's probably where I would come in, you know, but I just need that information. But I think the visitor center does a good job of letting us know. It was just a matter of, you know, maybe having a subcommittee that would work with Craig on it. But Dan's right, too. I mean, we all kind of agreed that, you know, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody can communicate to the agency. I don't have a problem with that. I just didn't want to lose sight of that importance. You know, whether we have a subcommittee or not, it's really important to communicate, you know, with whatever firm it is, to let them know that these things are happening so we can try to capitalize. Because PR is a fishing expedition. I mean, there are times when I'm almost ashamed to put a story in, you know, because I know it's not very newsworthy, and then all three networks will cover it, and then you have something really great, you know, something that's really newsworthy, and they don't even bother. So you just never know.
I think we need to do a little bit of retraining as a community. I know the high school really needs to get on board with us to let us know about their concerts, their plays, their sporting events, and they do bring people into town, so more communication with them would be good. And we had also talked about when people apply for event permits, having something in their packet that says, here are, you know, the notify for the website, notify for radio, for TV, for here's the different newspapers, periodicals you could advertise with, and I don't know how far we ever got with that. If people get that in a packet when they apply for a permit.
I'm going to take this away from Craig because I know he's been trying to say something. I believe, I can go back on the minutes, I believe that we were waiting on a form from your board, but I'm not confident with that, and I can certainly look back on that.
Okay.
That would be a PR subcommittee issue, sounds like to me.
Yeah, so perhaps we should go ahead and get a couple of us together to create that form.
Yeah, I'd work on that. I think that we do need to.
Woman puts
because
on
like
amazing
on our website, that adds flavor to our community. I think what John's talking about is really important, how the little events really add flavor to this community. Like when our children, you know, my daughter was one of them, of course, I think of this, but, you know, got some kind of award for their volunteer work that was recognized at a state level. That kind of thing really defines Morro Bay as Morro Bay, and I think those kind of things, John makes a good point, that those little things really are what give us our character.
Craig, you've been waiting.
Thank you. I've been working with John and Rick with regards to the calendar and trying to make a sort of a registration form for people to provide their own content and submit it directly to the chamber, and then we act as a gatekeeper and make that live. It makes it very easy for people to let us know what their event information is, and it's very easy for the chamber then to put that on the calendar. We also talked about possibly having one calendar button, but when you hit that, you get a drop down of three different menus of community events, major events, and a chamber calendar. So we have been having that discussion, whether that's possible under the current operating platform. That's something that Rick is looking into. If you look at the chamber calendar, he's done some great things with the chamber calendar. And if we can coordinate all of those, make it easy for somebody to go onto the website to submit their event information, and then we make it live, I think that'll make it easier for everybody. And then just market that page for any event person to come and submit their information.
Terrific.
I think this would need to also go to TBID, because sometimes the hotels are the only one that know the event's coming, because they've booked the event, and it's going to happen in their parking lot, or it's going to happen in their public rooms, and it's something that the public would be welcome to, but nobody knows about it because it hasn't been publicized by the group, because they don't know how to do that here. So I think that TBID should certainly have someone who's also on that, if it's a subcommittee or a contact list or whatever, between that and our recreation and parks, have a contact person there to say, hey, this sports event just booked for this weekend. So that we know.
Chair Stewart, I just looked at my notes. Back in June of 2010, you, the PR subcommittee, decided to have to create a form to attach to permits at the Recreation and Parks Department, giving information to the permittee on how to capitalize on promotion of their events. And we also talked about including that information in the conditions of approval. So if that form happens, and I'm anticipating that would be a just if I'm doing an event in Morbay.
To our next item, discussion of regular subcommittee meetings and reporting. Do it. Yes.
Before Andrew. You, can we go back?
Sure.
I need to confirm who is on what
okay.
committees. And you can take the lead on that if you'd like.
Okay.
I can tell you what I have.
What I have is the budget committee is Dan and Susan. Website subcommittee is Ed, Bill, and Tracy. Creative is Janice, Tracy, and Daniel. The film commissioner committee, investigation committee, I guess, is Craig, Janice, and Tracy. So it'll be Janice and Tracy with Craig as an assistant. Team, yeah. And then the committee to create a form for permittees of events would be Tracy and Janice.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, I'm on the creative subcommittee?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're creative.
And the
okay. budget. You happy with that?
Sure.
Would you rather be on website?
No. I only remember being on the budget subcommittee. I think Daniel Krychek was the
well, we can
on
slip
the creative.
You in.
I am overwhelmed with extracurricular
committees.
Activities
and
committees and running a business, so it's kind of challenging.
Budget, we just have two. Myself and Dan, would you? Okay. I would also say hopefully next month we have a seventh person, and can we slide them in on a committee to get them connected and maybe take somebody's place? Yeah.
Since financial is Daniel's thing, let's not let him off that one. But
let
him off the hook on creative. And
it's also limited in its meetings, which works with my schedule.
Andrea, when do we get another person? I know at least one person has applied. Do we?
I need to check with the city clerk on if she's advertised for the city council to interview. We have a couple of other boards and commissions. I don't think she's set that date yet. So after the interview, and we can take care of that hopefully in April before your next meeting.
Yay.
Okay. So item C is just that I feel like we really need to be sure to have these regular subcommittee meetings, whether we set days and times now. But I think within a week after we have this meeting, if people on the subcommittees could get together, calendar it in, so that we actually have a report coming back to this meeting.
I thought the
some input on that, if she remembers. Or not.
I know there's a difference between a subcommittee and an ad hoc, and because it's a permanent subcommittee. But yeah, then you get into, does it have to be a public meeting and all of that? So
I think you're
you have a set schedule, you've got to have a public notice and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. I want to say ad hoc is a limited commitment and a subcommittee is the opposite, but we'll check on that for you.
I think our budget committee has been ad hoc because that happens once or twice a year as needed to look at the budget. The standing committees, as long as they're not a majority of this board,
right.
And again, you know, we're not saying you have to meet, you know, the fourth
right,
Thursday
Tuesday,
of every month
yeah,
or whatever.
Right. It's going to be at
but
our convenience.
But if within this coming week you could get together with your team and decide when you're going to meet. And just so we get together. I also think, and it feeds into the next item, discussion of joint CPC and TBID meetings, I think we do need the website committee probably to meet with TBID website people at least several times a year, and the same with creative, and we have done that. It saves on the advertising agency time if we all sit down at a table together, and we, like I said, we've done that in the past, because TBID is driving a lot of our advertising, and I think if we want a part in, having our input on the images that are going out, we need to sit down with them as well. John, you?
Well, actually, the website subcommittee is, that is that committee. I mean, it is, has both parties. So I think that, and also the creative. So I think in that instance, you know, that's being done. But it is important to do that, because it does keep everybody on the same page and get the input that we need.
And then the other reason for this item D, I felt it was really useful, even though it was a particularly focused meeting, to have that joint meeting with the TBID. And I would like to see us try and have that happen several times a year. We are doing city promotions. I think we need to all be on board together with what's going on. So we had talked about the idea of maybe several meetings a year. We have an overlap of time. So we have our meeting somewhere in the middle. TBID comes on a little early. We all get to sit down together, and then we get to go home and they can finish their meeting. So I don't know, Andrea, how that could be
a discussion. I'm sure they are going to be open to that. It seemed like everybody enjoyed the joint meeting, and what I would suggest is let's maybe even quarterly just schedule that, so we know in advance that it will, from 9:30 to 10 or 10:15, you'll have a joint meeting. I think that would be a good idea. I'll check with the city attorney on any specific things we need to do in terms of noticing. It's all doable, so
great.
We can put that on the agenda, the TBID agenda for April.
Great, thank you. Okay, any other discussion on that? Anything we've hit so far? Discussion of new ideas. We certainly had our film commissioner idea.
I don't know if this is a new idea or not, but I think that we're kind of at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. We have a great opportunity now to insert ourselves in and maybe come up with some reports that we expect from the new agency, not necessarily accepting what they take, what they give us, but what do we want from these people. And I think that we, in our subcommittees, we need to really come up with some ideas so that we can feed into the new agency instead of having them feed into us.
That's an excellent point.
Okay. One new idea that I brought up a little earlier is this idea that I do think we need to do a better job of communicating with the council. And like I said, I guess as chair, it may fall to me to do a lot of that immediate communication. But I would like input from other board members on what you would want to go before council. And Dan, as vice president, if I can't do it, you would be next in line, but anybody can do it. Anybody can.
And another point on that you brought up that I think is really important is that I go to a lot of city council meetings because of my businesses, because they're dramatically different businesses, so they tend to cover a lot of different issues with them. But not only do we need to communicate with them, but we need to be responsible for also going and finding out what's going on with them and where their thought process is. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-way communication, I think, that really needs to happen, because clearly we were not on the same page in this last vote. And I think the important thing is that we all move forward with a positive attitude. I'm hoping that everybody, when we do our working with BCA, that our attitude has changed and that we're all very positive.
Every advertising agency I've ever dealt with as a client, we always would give the agency the goals and what we expected, and give them a direction to go to implement those goals. So rather than them set the goals for us, as Bill said, we set the goals for them and then have them reach to our standard. And in order to do that, I think we have to be very clear up front what we do want, and that takes some time and some effort to sit down and decide where our measurements of their success and our very own success mm-hmm. are going to come from. And if we do that, I think we'll meet with a great deal of success with no matter what agency we deal with. But we need to know as a committee where we want to go and how we are going to be measured and how we are going to measure them. And I agree with that. So it's something each subcommittee in their own little areas can say, here's what we want to provide, here's what we want to have, and here's what like how we'd like to measure it, whether it's some kind of ROI that we can do.
Well, I want to respond to Tracy's comment too. I in no way by my comments today meant to say that we would not be going forward together with a new agency. I absolutely will support and help and work with them. However, I have to say that I felt blindsided after we had our double vote, and then all of a sudden the council's being lobbied for something different. So that was a little bit of a surprise to me, and I did voice that concern. However, I think that there are several things. Number one, the liaison from the council, George League, was here earlier. That is our contact person. And the way that was established was that person is supposed to report back to the council things that we're doing. I don't think they'll do it unless we ask them to, unless we say, look, George, here's what we'd like you to report. And also quarterly, we were supposed to have a report from the chair of the various committees to the council. So yes, we need to start doing that to make that effective. He's only going to be as effective as we let him be and tell him, okay, hey, here's what we talked about, the Film Commission, whatever we want to say to him and have him report to the council. So that's why that was established. As far as communication, I think that one of the things we ought to do is, because of what happened with this whole advertising situation, have a workshop where we go to that business group that meets every Thursday morning and tell them, for heaven's sakes, once will you come to our meeting mm-hmm. and give your input instead of going to that meeting and complaining about what gets done or not done when they've never come here and said anything about what input.
Right. And they're not doing it. And so, you know, that is what Bill's down there this morning is saying is, you know, Bill Stafford has charged us with something that's important is to yeah. participate. And what do you want? And where do you see our community going? And what are the necessary steps? When are you going to show up and ask for what you want? Right.
And it kind of concerns me that meeting you know. Is going on now with no member of the promotions committee there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well,
I'd like to make one comment if I may.
And I do think we're kind of just all thrown before. We're a little bit off topic, so I'll just kind of rein you back gently.
This relates back to the joint meeting between the promotions and the BID, which I think are very valuable. I've been doing this actually longer than all of you. So I can give you a pretty good perspective on what I've seen happen since I started this process and as I now end it. And I made these comments to the council that it's very fractured right now. No matter who you hire, whether it's Barnett Cox, TJA, or the biggest firm on Madison Avenue, this is exactly what I told the council. They will not succeed under these current circumstances. They won't. I guarantee you. I've been in the business for almost 40 years. You have to get everybody together. This is just, well, you all are business people, or you have been business people. You know the way you solve an employee problem is you get both parties in the room at the same time and you ask these questions. I think you not only need a joint meeting between the TBID and the promotions committee, I think you need everybody. You need a big workshop. And I think the agency needs to be there to hear everybody's concerns and what everybody's issues are. And then it's their challenge to discern between all of those things and how they can make those things work. Some of them they won't be able to, frankly, because some people have individual ideas because of their own specific business. The agency is charged with promoting this as a tourism destination. And all of that is then trickles down, hopefully, and helps the businesses. That can't be forgotten because your agency is not going to be able to help one little store individually, unless you want to hire them for that purpose and or hire another agency to do that. You know, there may be a need to have another agency that just works with the business community. But until you get there, it's going to be a challenge. And I think we really need to have a joint meeting of all parties. And I expressed that was my ending comment at the council meeting, and I was sincere about it. And it wasn't any sour grapes or anything. It's the truth, because I have the ability to discern that because I've been here the longest. When I saw Ed Biagini's father speak out against me, and luckily I missed that because I was late, that showed me how far this has come from when I started to when it's ended. And it just, it killed me that that happened, because I think that everybody needs to get together and resolve this and start on an even playing field and not quit and these things. I mean, I knew all of the different entities, the business community, all of the different parties, and I was seeing that it was, you know, what started that business forum, what started as by Ed Biagini was to get the business community, you know, working together with promotions committee. And we didn't have a BID then. That was the whole purpose of that. And somewhere along the line, personally, I think that, you know, however, whatever happened, it's just not communicating. And I agree with Tracy, it's a shame, because you and I talked about this morning, that it conflicts with this meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be great to have, you know, promotions be able to go to that meeting. And it's hard to get everybody, on, you know, together in one room, but I think you need to do it, and not just the BID.
Maybe we should ask that group to not hold a meeting on the third Thursday so they can show up here.
Meeting here. Absolutely. They can come in at 9.
Yeah.
They can come in at 9 to our meeting. We can have our business between 8 and 9. They come in and we have a regular monthly communication with them. That should be what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to contact
the group
that organizes it.
I'll bring that up with Chanel and Joseph. So, any other new ideas?
I just have one thing I forgot to mention in my report. I am going to be going down to the LA Times travel show on Friday. I'm going to be working with Rochelle from the Visitor Center that's the pretty big travel show. We're going to be promoting Morro Bay. We'll try to keep the booth together for one last show before it falls apart. But no, we're excited about going down. We're going to be bringing the visitor's guide and the new rack cards, and we'll have an overnight stay to give away, and we'll capture those names and then put those on the e-newsletter list.
Excellent.
I guess I'd ask, are we interested in the kiosk idea, and is there an interest in pursuing that? Kiosk, like in a shopping mall, that thing.
Craig?
I don't know if we have anybody who has the time or effort to do that, but if it's something we're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Chamber's been exploring several options, and I've had a discussion with Andrea here with regards to expanding visitor services throughout the community. One possible way is to open up satellite visitor information centers in key locations in businesses. It benefits the businesses by driving more traffic into those that agree to be a satellite visitor information center, and it allows us to get more information out into the community. Basically, all it takes is a visitor information sign, some signage, and also some brochure racks and some training of the business as Chamber of Commerce, and talk to one of our visitor specialists and ask any questions that they may have. So there are a lot of opportunities there that we're exploring. I think we're in a transition mode right now, both within the Chamber and within our marketing efforts, but we are pursuing that.
Thanks, Craig. So does that answer that question? Okay. Declaration of future agenda items. We have anything written?
I guess I would suggest that we try and set a date for a workshop to coincide with the new advertising agency coming in and get the business community involved and the TVID and this board as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else?
Did you want to put because I do think we can do some work currently on the film idea. I mean, did you want to put that on the agenda? Maybe we because what I could do is look at your budget and then give you some options as far as if you want to put some money into that category, and we could put that on, and then we could kind of get it started, at least get the ball rolling.
Okay. Anything else? Oh, there's a good idea. Forming a transition subcommittee. Now, do we need to put that on the agenda for next time, or should we
wait till we have a seventh person?
Oh, that's an idea.
Since we have a few months on that, I mean, let's wait till we have another person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, in a way, we need to do it with people who have the history of what's going on.
Well, I think, too, that this is something I could bring up at the BID meeting, because I think it'd be important to have. That's another example of a subcommittee that I think it would be really important to have a couple of BID members on, as well as the promotions, because that's going to have to, you know, work together as well. So
I wonder if Daniel and I should do that as chair and vice chair, or does that matter? Yeah?
We'll put that on the agenda, the April agenda.
Okay. And would it be reasonable to ask this other agency to show up to our meeting next month? Sit in the audience, perhaps?
We can certainly ask. I think you may want to figure out what you're going to be, if you're going to be doing a future workshop, if you're going to do it.